It's the Morning Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will be in, coming up with a report right after this. I know it's still almost 90 days away, but the Farm Progress Show is coming together. For the end of August this year, Boone, Iowa is the destination, the 65th year for the nation's largest outdoor farm event. And the crops are growing indeed, with the first of the corn planted on the 26th of April. 360 acres of corn they put in at the show site, 78 to 80 day maturity corn. It'll be ready so the combines can be demonstrated. The ride and drive opportunities can be staged. Tillage and stover baling demos can take place too. At the 2018 Farm Progress Show, get it on your calendars now. August 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's always the Tuesday through Thursday, just ahead of Labor Day. And you can keep an eye on the website, too, for more information as the summer progresses. FarmProgressShow.com. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. Missouri has a new governor, and Mike Parson says he likes the cabinet that he inherited from former governor Eric Greitens. Greitens decided to resign Friday rather than continue fighting possible impeachment and allegations of personal and political misconduct. Parson, who was lieutenant governor, met with cabinet members yesterday morning and said good things about them, including that they are a good team and he's anxious to work with them. In Illinois, J.B. Pritzker has made a $25 million contribution to his campaign for governor. He's now put more than $100 million of his own money into his bid to unseat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Rauner's got quite a bit of money, too. He has raised more than $76 million for his campaign, and a lot of that, most of it, from his own bank accounts. That race could become the most expensive governor's race in U.S. history, exceeding the roughly $280 million spent on the 2010 California governor's race. In Wisconsin, meanwhile, there are 10 Democrats running in the primary for governor, and that's apparently six too many in the eyes of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. It says only four of the candidates will be allowed to take part in a July debate being broadcast live statewide and sponsored by the Broadcasters Association. That brought a roar of protest, including from one candidate who called it an example of a rigged and corrupt political system. Big news in the outdoor business. Iowa-based recreational vehicle maker Winnebago says it is buying boat maker Chris Craft. That will expand Winnebago's line beyond motorhomes and travel trailers and create a diversified outdoor lifestyle products company. Winnebago is based in Forest City, Iowa. It is financing the deal with cash and debt. Chris Craft is a boating company that goes back to 1874. It's been owned by a British investment firm since 2001. The USDA's weekly crop report shows nearly all of the corn has been planted across the Midwest, and same for soybeans. But trailing the pack in both crops is Michigan, which is about 15% behind where it normally is for planting by this date. Illinois residents can now vote for their favorite of five designs for a souvenir coin marking the state's 200th birthday. Options range from a portrait of the state capitol to a map of Illinois next to Presidents Lincoln and Barack Obama. And to let your choice be known, go to IllinoisCoinContest.com. And that is your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.